Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean and Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I'm a certified health coach, trainer, and author. And this podcast is for middle-aged men and women looking to optimize their health and get their bodies back to what it once was 10 to 15 years ago. I will give you simple, actionable items to get long-term sustainable results. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. All right, welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I hope you had a great weekend and happy Tuesday. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, hope you had a chance to listen to my interview with Dr. Rosemary Ratecky. She's a functional medicine practitioner, and we touched on how traditional medicine often fails to make the connection between gut health and overall health, the importance of checking adrenal, cortisol, and DHEA levels, the role melatonin plays in regulating your sleep-wake cycles, the importance of personalized dieting, and much, much more. So if you haven't already, definitely check out my interview with Dr. Rosemary Ratecky. That's episode 354. Now, on today's micro podcast, we are going to touch on chronic cardio and how it can be more of a stressor to your body and cause maybe overuse injuries and chronic fatigue. Now, chronic cardio is an overly stressful cardiovascular workout that can last either too long or too frequently with insufficient rest in between. You know, generally speaking, chronic cardio workouts are conducted at heart rates that are too high to be what's called aerobic. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit later regarding what your maximum heart rate should be when you're doing cardio sessions. And so these chronic cardio can create what's called excess stress, and it doesn't allow for sufficient recovery. Unfortunately, it seems to be the general population's predominant exercise pattern, where they're conditioned to associate suffering and pushing ourselves to the limit with getting fit. It's like, go hard or go home. Now, don't get me wrong. In order to get results, you do need to push yourself from time to time. But chronic cardio might be doing the reverse effects of what you think it will be doing. And we're going to touch on that. Even seasoned athletes with competitive aspirations routinely overtrain, as evidenced by their high rate of overuse injuries and the performance ruts that they could cause. And essentially, chronic exercisers compromise their general health, their weight loss goals, and potentially longevity by doing too much too often and ignoring the importance of rest. As I've gotten older, I've really prioritized sleep, sufficient recovery, and really focusing on adequate rest so I can come back for each workout just as strong as I was the last workout. And really, for many dedicated fitness enthusiasts who tend toward this chronic exercise pattern, they'll find that conducting workouts that are easier, shorter, and less frequent can actually lead to fitness and health improvements. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it's true. So there is a time where you can occasionally challenge the body with a sustained high-intensity peak performance effort, and it can help, you know, sort of get you towards your fitness goals without, you know, getting into this pattern of chronic overworkouts resulting in negative consequences. A chronic exercise pattern causes the primary stress hormone, cortisol, to remain elevated for long durations as the body struggles to cope with this excessive fight or flight stimulation. Excessive cortisol production and too much exercise stress in general promotes systematic inflammation. Chronic stress has been observed to suppress immune function and compromise bone density. Next, hormonal balances could be an issue if you are chronic exercising for long periods of time. Chronic elevation of cortisol suppresses testosterone, growth hormone, and other adaptive hormones. This compromises optimal fat burning, muscle development, energy levels, immune function, and sex drive. Testosterone is a major adaptive, muscle-building, mood-elevating, cognitive performance enhancing hormone for males and females. Cortisol is the primary catabolic stress hormone. These two hormones antagonize each other, so chronically elevated cortisol will suppress testosterone. So burnout is a common consequence of pursuing the exercise high too frequently. So what should you do? There's something called the Phil Maffetone method, which involves training regarding your heart rate. And what you do is you take your age less 180. So if you're 30 years old, you'd be, your maximum aerobic function threshold would be 150. So 180 minus 30. Training at this heart rate will help improve your aerobic capacity by increasing the efficiency of your body's oxygen utilization. First of all, you want to start by warming up and then sort of gradually get to the to running at a heart rate that is below your maximum aerobic function threshold. If your heart rate exceeds this threshold, just slow down your pace until it falls back into that targeted range. I would recommend starting with shorter sessions and gradually increasing your duration over time. Then what I would do, maybe every 7 to 10 days, do a well-planned, brief, intense workout, which causes a quick spike in cortisol and elevates levels of adaptive hormones like testosterone and growth hormone for longer durations. These adaptive hormones promote muscle growth and recovery, stabilize appetite and energy levels. It'll promote feeling of vitality as opposed to feeling of fatigue. Now, don't get me wrong, they'll be intense, but they'll be short-lived and you'll be able to recover because you're only doing them every 7 to 10 days. So I would aim for a couple days of the Phil Mathetone cardio method, along with a well-planned, brief, intense workout every 7 to 10 days. This, along with implementing resistance training, can definitely put you on your way to optimal health and truly get you the results that you're looking for. So avoid chronic cardio. Listen to your body. It's important to understand that recovery is just as important as the workout. So hope this helps. I appreciate you listening. If you love the podcast, feel free to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or your listening device of choice. And have a great rest of the week. And I will talk to you on Friday with another great interview. Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there and you've chosen to listen to mine. And I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again and have a great day.